Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and I am pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. It's a home church. That's where I'm coming from, my home, here in Jacksonville, Florida, on GNN Gregory News Network, my network, by the grace of God, here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today is Sunday, the Lord's Day. And I'm broadcasting, you know, I've had broadcasts before on Sundays, but not recently until now. And I'm glad you're listening to my sermon here, Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the preacher, I'm the pastor, here on GNN Gregory News Network, here broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in right now, live, 347-633-9660. Area code 347-633-9660. I'm broadcasting here on my cell phone, here on Blog Talk Radio. My cell phone number after this 15-minute live broadcast is, you can call me anytime, 904-504-4283. May God bless you and keep you. And today is Super Bowl Sunday. And I pray the best team wins between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. I pray for the people, the players on those teams, that they'll be saved, that they'll repent from their wicked ways, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be preaching right now out of the Word of God, the Bible, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. John chapter 3 in the New Testament, I'll be preaching out of, and stand by. John chapter 3, there was a, verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these things, miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. He's the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Bible also says, For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let me read on here in John chapter 3. Let's see. I lost my place here. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And now here's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, you have everlasting life, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You know, to those people that believe in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, our deeds are wrought in God. God commands us to preach the word in spirit and in truth and in love. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Only God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, they never sinned. They're perfect. They're God. We have sinned. God loved us so much, he sent his perfect Son, the Son of God, God the Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Now, the way I see it, what I get from the scriptures, we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. They're going to give out a mark. It could be a mark of some kind or a computer chip of some kind, a mark implanted either in the right wrist or the forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. Praise the Lord. But we won't, since we don't take the mark, we will not be able to buy food or sell anything. We will not live life as we normally do. We'll have to go into hiding. God is in control. God will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Let me read on in John chapter 3. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison, John the Baptist. He was a martyr for Christ. They beheaded him for taking a stand for God. We as Christians, ladies and gentlemen, should not be afraid of death. God is in control. To be absent from the body, we as believers, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. For how long? Forever. Okay? So don't be afraid to die. Stand up for God, no matter what the cost. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon this 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also on YouTube, under my name, James Gregory. You can also check out my Facebook, under my name, James W. Gregory Jr. And I'm on Twitter also at Gregory of News. Gregory of News, the good news of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. The good news. I have good news. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll go to heaven when you die. But if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, let me forewarn you. You're on your way to the fire. You're on your way to hell. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Repent, believe, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent means turn from your wicked, sinful ways. Have a change of mind. Believe and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can call in right now here to Blog Talk Radio. Still have a few minutes left, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. I was earlier at North Jacksonville Baptist Church, and it was a good service. And also I went to a Sunday school class for single adults, some of whom have been divorced, like myself, and a good Sunday school and also a good church service at North Jacksonville Baptist Church. God willing, I'm going to Trinity Baptist Church tonight at 4:30 for a 4:30 evening service at Trinity Baptist Church. And you can contact me anytime after this broadcast here on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Also, you can email me anytime, QuakeMan30@gmail.com. That's spelled QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Okay? And if you'd like to make any kind of contribution for this ministry, much appreciated. God bless you. The work of the Lord must be done in my life, no matter what the cost. And I repent in sackcloth and ashes. Got less than 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, today's February 1st, 2015. Thank God for another month that God has given us, but we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, you have a home in heaven. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Wrapping up, and you have a great day. May God richly bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Today's the day of salvation. Call upon the Lord right now and say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Please save my soul. And he will do so. Okay? God bless you. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, GMN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care for now.